Many times, as you're falling asleep or staring off into space, you come up with the answer to a problem that's been vexing you. It's that phenomenon which interests psychologist Kalina Kristoff from the University of British Columbia. But it's hard to study something that happens so spontaneously. So Kristoff devised a way of getting people to not pay attention. She asked study subjects to perform the routine task of touching a computer screen every time they saw a number appear.
We would stop them once about every minute, so not too frequently so as not to disrupt the task itself or their mind wandering, but frequently enough to collect enough observations of times when they were either thinking about something else or mind wandering, or times when they were thinking about the task. So what that allowed us to do was to compare directly mind wandering versus thinking about a task and see what happens in the brain when you mind wander.
As they were being tested, Kristoff's subjects were lying down inside of a brain scanner. The machine is able to see what parts of the brain become more active as a person concentrates or moves. Kristoff says she saw several things happening as people's minds started to wander from the repetitive task. First, the default network became active. Those are the parts of the brain that get busy as we do simple tasks, like watching TV or stirring a cooking pot.
We also saw the executive network, the part of the brain that helps you solve very difficult problems and helps you make executive decisions, also activated when people mind wandering. When people mind wander, very far from the brain becoming blank, it in fact becomes really active and expansive number of regions become quite active when you're mind wandering.
Kristoff says usually these two systems of the brain do not act at the same time. She says this tells her something about what's happening as we become preoccupied with a simple task.
Even though you may not be working in a particularly focused way on any one problem, you do have at your disposal a number of different systems of the brain to work on that problem. So you have an expanded range of resources available to deal with the issue that you might be mind wandering about.
Kristoff says she'd like to do further research on how people can harness the power of the wandering mind and use it as a tool to help solve difficult problems. Her research is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.